Blog Talk Radio.
That song did not just cut off on me like that. Good evening, everybody. This is Gail Delicious Johnson, the host of Delicious Talk and Bringing Sexy Back, which is tonight. Okay, I don't know what happens with that song, but I wanted that song to play for a specific reason because of tonight's show. We're going to get into that in a minute, but I want to send out my condolences and my prayers to the people that was hit in, I think that was Oklahoma where they had the tornadoes and everything, was that town was just demolished. So my prayers go out to all the survivors and the ones who were lost. Sorry about that. We're going to have a moment of silence for them. Okay. Now, tonight's show is Black women, how Black women are betrayed in the media. I'm going to bring on my guest co-host tonight. Hi, Miss Kane.
Hey, Dolly.
How you doing, girl?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, there's been a lot of controversy about Black women and, you know, how men are putting the Black women down. And, you know, because we had that conversation last night on your show, and then we also had our own little private conversation. But I just wanted to, you know, go over the things, how Black women are being portrayed in the media, because, you know, it's sad, really, to say that mostly the Black woman is the last on the totem pole, so to speak, you know, because you don't hear too much of them complaining about what white women do, what the Asian women do, you know, even though they do, but it's so blatant when it comes to the Black woman. For instance, mm-hmm. We're going to talk about, you ever watched the show Bridezilla?
Yeah.
Now, you know, that, it just...
Ain't too much for me.
Huh?
I said, ain't too much for me.
Yeah, because why, first of all, a wedding and being committed to somebody, that, why is that all over television like that? Some of these women acting like first Black women, acting like first-class fools. I saw a little marathon of Bridezilla a couple of weeks ago. This Black girl, she, now, and then another thing, these guys, it has to be scripted, because number one, why would a guy, knowing how this woman, she's screaming and hollering, not only at her bridesmaids, cursing everybody out, demanding this, cursing her mother out, cursing him out, telling him you can hit the road, this and that, and then he's going to marry her anyway. It was one show. This girl, I wish that I could have been on that show. I wish I had been one of her bridesmaids. She was having her 10th wedding, which her and her husband was renewing their vows after 10 years, right? So her sister was one of her bridesmaids. Her sister was in the bed asleep. So her sister goes in there to wake up the girl who's going to be the bridesmaid. She goes in there to try to wake her up. She said, well, I can do it later, whatever. Do you know this hussy went and got a pot of cold water, poured it on that girl in her bed, then pulled her out of the bed and was fighting her, broke the mirror in the room. And I'm just saying, what kind of mess is that? And she talking about, if it can't be no way, it's not going to be, if it's not my way, it's not going to be anybody's way. Then she actually put her hand in this girl's mouth and took her gum out of her mouth.
Yeah, I seen it.
You saw that one? Girl, that could not have been me. Then when she put the girl out the car because she was chewing gum. I mean, when do people have a right, have their own rights? Now, true, if I'm somebody's bridesmaid or whatever, you're going to have to respect me as much as you want me to respect you.
Uh-huh.
Good evening, Rhea.
Good evening.
Miss Taylor, hey, help co-host the night,
y'all. Hey, babe.
Yeah, but then she, we're talking about Bridezilla right now. And
okay.
Then how she put the girl out the car. Then she said everything's going to be her way. You know, I mean, it's so crazy. And I don't really think that, you know, black women, when somebody was, if they had ever approached me to do something like that, first of all, if I can't do it the way that I want to do it, respectfully, you know, not cursing nobody out, having tantrums in the store, throwing cakes around, you know, acting just like a first-class fool, then I wouldn't do it. Because that's an everlasting impression. You know, if I saw that girl on the street, the one who did all that stuff, I would ask her, are you crazy? And you and your husband still together? You know, it's just crazy how the media just get these black women and turn them into something that I don't even know, like I said, I don't know if it's scripted or what the deal is with it. But like I said, they couldn't get me on there not to act like that. That is just too far out, too crazy, and, you know, it's ridiculous. And like I said, marriage is something that's sacred and, you know, should be handled as such. This, and another one, I don't know if you saw this other one too, Miss Kane, where the young lady got thrown out of a club. Did you see that one?
Uh-huh. I've seen all of them, honey. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to have interviewed the chick named Danny. You know, Danny, she a radio personality.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I forgot what city she in, state she's from, but she's supposed to came on my show, honey, when through a mutual friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
But, I never did get around to, you know, doing the interview with her, but I see that she's going to be back on. Matter of fact, they got a new season, and they also got something like after the fact,
yeah,
or whatever it is.
Camp.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hot mess. I heard that one of those couples they had on there, that they was married less than 2 years, and they got divorced. Mm-hmm. And that girl that got thrown out of the club, her fiance, you know, he was white. And, you know, he pacified her. And then he going to tell them how they can suck his you-know-what.
You know, her and his father and his sister was on the Bill Cunningham show.
What? When?
They was on there because it was about the Bridezillas. What's that girl that was from the Bad Girls Club? They got married.
I know who you're talking about.
She used to fuck with Chris Brown.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of her name.
Yeah, he did an episode about them girls or whatever, honey. Yeah, so she was one of them that was on there. My daughter mm-hmm. didn't say that I would probably be a Bridezilla, but I really don't see it.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I don't think that I would be a Bridezilla neither, because number one, if I'm getting married, that's supposed to be the happiest day in my life. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, things are going to be coordinated. Things are going to go the way they are supposed to go, because obviously they have no type of coordination. And whoever their event planners are, they don't have no type of coordination as well. You know, but just to have that on television like that, those women throwing tantrums, those black women on there, it just irks me to see them. I've never seen one on there that was happy and really, you know, into it, not cursing, not, you know, fussing, you know, just going through it and getting married and calling it a day. That's why I'm saying it must be scripted that way. You know, I don't know. But then let's get on to, you know, we're going to do the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Nene. What you call a little Bill?
Little Bill from Nickelodeon, and AKA Nigga Nathan. Shout out to Cadillac Kimberly.
Honey, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, all of them ain't even married, so why did they even call it the real? They should have called it the Real Hood, the Real Hood Rats of Atlanta. I'm serious, because Nene, her head is so big now, so it's not funny. And her little show was canceled, so I know she's glad she didn't give her house up in Atlanta. But, you know, how she say, I am the star of the show. I am the one who did this. I am the one. I am. True people tune in because Nene keeps a lot of mess going, so they tuning in to watch her, you know, basically act a buffoon. You know, on there fighting, cursing, and, you know, and she always keeping something going and backstabbing. All them on there backstabbing. But, you know, someone on there who is a little bit cool, and that's Candy. I think out of all the housewives, Candy is a little bit, you know, even though she has her little flaws and stuff, but Candy, to me, is one of the best housewives. Because Skeletor, she's backstabber. What's her name? Cynthia.
Who?
Cynthia Skeletor. You know
who I'm talking about. Skeletor, wow.
Yeah, that's what they call, that's what Miss Kane calls Cynthia Skeletor. But she backstabber. And poor, what's her name? Kenya. She's just crazy for no reason. That girl is crazy, and I don't believe she ever had a relationship no longer than she could make an appearance.
He did get his face slashed, y'all.
Who?
He got it out of Tyler Perry. You know, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he done posted the damn pictures.
Well, we'll get to that a little later on. Right now, we're doing
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, now back to the Housewives of Atlanta. Like I said, Candy to me is the coolest one out of it. Now Sheree was like she wanted to be all that, you know, and she really wasn't all that. And when her and that doctor had hooked up or whatever, supposed to have hooked up or whatever, when he called her out saying, I don't know if you're a man or a woman, and she told him, I don't know if you're a man or a woman, but for real, when Sheree ain't got no makeup on, she looks a bit mannish. Now, I'm not saying that she's a man, because she do have a couple of kids, but that still don't mean that she could have adopted them, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. They act like a bunch of fools on there. And then Kendra and Phasia going back and forth about the donkey booty. You know,
I don't know what they be having going on.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, because if they, and then I'm quite sure that when they be, I wonder what be going through their mind when they be watching themselves. You know, because I think what Nene has said on, what's that show that comes on at 11 o'clock, guy who does the interview and after the show. She said, she said, because I had to step back and look at myself, and I just said, wow, that really went down. You know, like some of the stuff may be real, you know, then some of it's scripted. Because I'm quite sure they couldn't just go on there and do everything that the way that they wanted to do it. Because if they did, remember Basketball Wives? When the girl threw the glass at her and jumped over the table, and that was another crazy group of black women acting like just crazy for no reason. A lot of backstabbing, lying, and, you know, just going crazy for no reason. And I think that, what's her name, the one, Shaquille O'Neal's wife, what's her name, Shawnee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shawnee kept a lot of stuff going. A lot of things that she could have prevented, she didn't. But I guess that's what they wanted to do. So if that's what they wanted to do, they like it, I love it. But, you know, black women in the media are just getting such a bad rap. That's why guys are feeling the way that they feel about the black woman, saying that we're lazy, we're this, that, da-da-da-da-da. But that's not true. And I think what the black woman should do is put her foot down and say, well, you know, this is how it's going to be. This is how I want it to be. And let it be like that. Opposed to Nene, she getting paid $1 million per season. Is it per season she's getting $1 million?
Uh-huh.
And she really going to act a fool up on there. Wait till it come back on. It's going to be the real Nene of Atlanta.
That's a good thing for it.
Housewives. Ooh, because, honey, she just knows she just brought it. You know, she just brought it, and that's it. But I just think that, you know, they like I said, they used to put your foot down. Put your foot down and say, I'm not, because a lot of those movie stars, they don't take movies and different things like that because they don't feel comfortable in doing them. They're not going to do them because you're not going to make me a whore in every movie that I do. I'm not going to be a tramp in every movie that I do, you know. So they had the option to say, well, I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. But a lot of women, they just want them dollar bills, so they, you know, sort of like put their soul out there, and that's it. We're going to talk about your girl, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Have mercy. She's supposed to be pregnant again?
She is.
Mm-hmm. Were they going to close down the hospital again? But you know what, that baby do look like, what's his name, Jay-Z. That's his name, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she look like Jay-Z now. She got them lips. She got that nose. Oh, you know what, baby, he could have donated his sperm to somebody else. I forgot about that, yeah. Yeah, because they could have had a surrogate. But that baby do look like him. Ivy Blue, a Blue Ivy. What's her name?
I don't know. Some Ivy, yellow ivory, ivory soap. I can't
Blue Ivy. And then she talking about she don't want her picture. She don't want them to take no more pictures of her when she was looking like the devil, because that's exactly what she was looking like. I was on YouTube, and this guy had a video, and he was saying, talking about how she gets possessed by this Sasha Fierce. I said Sasha Bruce. Okay. Who is Sasha Bruce? Sasha Fierce. But they're talking about that she gets possessed behind that because she'll say something like, well, I didn't even know. When I look at myself, I really don't know how I did that because that's not me. That's not me up there doing all that. Hello? Yes, it is. But maybe Sasha Fierce is her different personality or her possession or whatever. You know, but she talking about, don't take no more of them ugly pictures because them pictures, I mean, she looked just like she was possessed. I'm serious. You see them pictures?
Who? Beyonce?
Yeah. I think it was the pictures of I don't know if it was from the...
You know, when she was at the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl. Did you see him, Rhea?
Yeah, I saw him.
And did she look demonic in them pictures?
She did. She truly did.
Yep, that's why she don't want nobody to see the real her. But, you know, she's still going to keep on doing it, though. But, you know, if it works for her, it works for me. But, if you're so ashamed of the way you look or whatever, then maybe you don't need to be out there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's talk about the sisterhood. Was that the name of that show with those first wives? I mean,
they didn't make it to a wild tour. That shit. That shit was so awful. They came back. They were so awful. What Lifetime Movie Network created their own Preacher's Wives show.
The sisterhood, who was that one that was so out there? What was her name?
Dominique. I'm going to try to get Dominique on my show. Everybody think that Dominique was just so out there, but I think Dominique was a real motherfucker because at the end of the day, you can't just be sitting up here trying to. That's what's wrong with people with this religious shit. They think mm-hmm. that once they gain this religion, they just supposed to start acting a certain way. Oh, no, I can't, like my godmama with her phony ass. Oh, no, I can't listen to all that other kind of music because, see, that right there is an influence and that's negativity. So you mean tell me some old Smokey Robinson music is fucking,
No, she didn't say nothing about my baby daddy.
Look, I'm saying that to talk to you, darling.
No, she didn't.
Didn't I dress that shit up? But I'm just saying, she's talking about, oh, no, I can't listen to none of that stuff, honey, because I can't get caught back up in the world. Well, what world is your ass living in now, cause, honey? Listen here, boo-boo. All these damn gospel singers trying to turn pop and R&B now, so that's something that I really got an issue with. So if they trying to do it like that, then is they part of my world or is they still part of your world? Because mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out what world you're talking about because we live in the same shit. They
yeah.
don't kill me. Yeah,
changing it to hip hop and bebop and all this and that crazy stuff. That's gone a little bit too far to the east, the west to me. But you know, that's what's going on. But you know, as far as like Dominique, you said her name was Dominique. Yeah,
uh-huh.
she was real and all this and that. But my thing is, all of them was a bunch of hypocrites. Not only her, all of them, because they was talking about each other behind each other's back, backstabbing, backsliding, you know, just acting something a real. I don't think that people who are dedicated and who are really into that will even carry on like that because, first of all, you know it's wrong. And I know they know it's wrong because if their husbands are preaching all this and that, then they know it's wrong. But you know, like you said, Dominique, I don't think she was really ready to make that transformation because, you know, when her husband wanted to renew them vows, she said, I got some skeletons in the closet I want to get rid of. So she goes see her old pimp, this, that, you know, but
yeah.
still, you know.
Her conscience was calling her back to the tracks.
Right, that's true. That's true because she had a baby by that pimp.
Oh, this is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Miss Kane, you turned me on to it and you ain't know that?
Because
when they was down there talking, she was saying something about, I think he's 16 or something like that. And she was telling he looked just like you.
Granted, I'll be forgetting stuff, honey.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to go back and watch it again or something. But, yeah, she had a baby by him. Because I think he was older than her when they hooked up. And she got pregnant and something happened. And I don't know if he ever seen the child, though. I don't think he had because she told him that. I think the last time he saw it was a baby, though. But she told him, she said, he looks just like you. Mm-hmm. She had to get bag out of her. I don't think they should have programs on television like that, you know, because that not only gives the real people who are really dedicated to that, you know, to those types of things, you know, a real dedicated first lady of the church, you know, they have to feel kind of bad because they're saying, well, this woman's betraying how we act, and it's not even like that. Just like the one who was married to that Jew. They were, like, going through their little things, too.
The concept of where they were trying to go because, number one, it ain't no certain way that you got to live being a Christian. People just try to make it seem that way. And at the end of the day, everybody is human. You're going to fuck up and you're going to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And maybe, I don't know, maybe or maybe not they should have it on TV because if they don't do what's expected, folks don't talk about them. If they do something out the norm, people gonna talk about them. So it's like you damned if you do it, you damned if you don't. Hell, just live life. That's all I say.
Right.
Real.
That's true, but it's broadcasted all over television. Just imagine all the people that see it. And And, you know, things like that do happen in the church, because just like on the internet, for instance, this preacher, his wife, and a member of the church was having a menage a trois and posted pictures of it on the internet. I don't know if they posted the pictures or somebody else, but the pictures of them was on the internet. Now, how in the world can you get up Sunday morning and go to church and tell your parishioners, don't be fornicating, don't do this, and no sooner you get home, you calling up one of them church members to come over there to have a menage a trois with you and your wife.
Uh-huh. Real, you ain't saying that. What you think about that? You think they should?
Girl, I don't watch none of them damn shows. They make me sick to my stomach, the thought of them. Because I think it's almost pure for buffoonery. You know, but the sad part about it is that you have people who, because a lot of people stay within the confines of their area. You know, they only go outside of the confines of their area, whatever their area happened to be, when they travel and things like that. And, like, I'm just going to name a place, Winneka. Majority of the people out in Winneka are white, and they live right there in their little communities. Girl, they watch all that stuff, and they think all of us act just like that.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, real? Here? Northern suburbs of Chicago. But I'm saying, you know, there are people who stay within their confines of their areas, and so the only time that they get to see other races and other things like that is when they travel, if they travel, or on television. And you'd be surprised the number of them that actually believe that people act just like that.
Yep.
And they classifies all, and this, that, and the other. But anybody who used that word all need to have their damn head examined anyway, because you never use all, you know, for anything. But it's like I sit up there and I hear about it. I don't have a choice because I'm on Facebook when they talking about it, and I just shake my head. It's like, wow, really? So I can't interject about the particular shows or the exact characteristics of the people because I've never watched them.
Well, then that means you never watched Scandal, right?
Oh, yes, I watched Scandal. Sure, I have.
I have never
Most
watched
definitely
it.
Definitely have.
Well, what do you think of Scandal as far as Olivia being with the president? And then, because I was on YouTube, and this guy was saying how she's making it, you know, bad, and plus the writer as well, because she's making this, black women is seeing this woman who's messing around with the president, who is white, and she's not being respectful to the black men. She's, you know, because I don't watch it, so I don't know what's going on there, but this is something I had just heard on YouTube. A guy had a paid up, Soto Mayara. And he was talking about, he had a little clip up there how she, this guy, and he was fine as I don't know what, had proposed to Olivia, and she turned him down.
And he was an ass, too.
Huh?
He was an ass, too. She should have turned him down. Not only should she have turned him down, she should have ran him out of the house with a butcher knife.
Wait a minute, he beat her up after that?
No, but, like, with this man, okay, for one, he didn't talk to her. He talked at her.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to try to tell her she was going to do this and she was going to do that. And he was being somewhat controlling. Like, there was one time when he knocked on her door.
Mm-hmm.
Women, did he knock on the door or did he just walk in? I think he knocked on the door, and when she opened it, he pushed past her. She never invited you in. You know, but that was his personality. She should have turned him down.
Well, That goes for me not watching it, but just with the guy, he didn't even show all that. He didn't even talk about that. He just talked about the fact of, you know, her being with a white man and being disrespectful to the black man. And maybe that's his way. But I didn't know that this man had beat her and how he treated her.
No, he didn't
but, you know, like I said, I didn't watch it. I was just going by what this guy said.
He was not physically abusive to her, but he talked down to her. He's another one of them powerful Washington people. And he talked at her. First of all, the premise of this woman is not only her smarts in the political arena, but also her strength as being the woman that she is and standing on, you know, the platform that she stands on. So when he was talking at her like that and you know, quote-unquote trying to control her or this, that, and the other, it totally went against the character anyway. Now, the part about her sleeping with the president, I have never condoned that. I will never condone that. And I've said it many a times. I said that right there put such a blemish on the character of that woman that it detracts in a way where at the end of the day, all they're going to remember is that you were sleeping with the president. They're not going to remember all this other stuff that this woman actually did. And the real woman's name is Judith Smith. She did this for over 25 years. She was a high-powered fixer in D.C., political arena.
Right.
We didn't know about her then because she was one supposed to be known about. She was one of them, secret things you called in. But it distracts from all that. It takes away from that whole thing of what that platform actually stands on.
Right, and that's basically what people are looking at, the fact of the matter, because anything that she's done good is what overpowers all that is the fact that she's sleeping with a married man and he's the president.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
But then it goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that because the president's wife, not only did she condone this, she endorsed it until all of a sudden she got tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became wrong. You know, she would call him and say, "Our husband, he ain't sleeping at night. When can he see you?" And stuff like that. She endorsed this the entire time up until, recently. So now all of a sudden there's a problem with it. You know, to me it's not cheating if that's the marriage that you choose to have. Cheating, in my opinion, I'm not saying that it's right because it's still a married man, but cheating, in my opinion, involves the secrecy, the betrayal, the lying, and this, that, and the other. If you have a couple who decide like they're going to have an open marriage, you can't later on and say your husband cheated on you or your wife cheated on you or y'all had an open marriage.
Right.
Just you can't. And that's what she did. She participated in that up until the point when not too long ago when she didn't want it anymore because she wanted his attentions again, and it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, see, I can, you know, this when you had mentioned that the president's wife had started condoning what she was doing and actually sending her husband to her, this is kudos I give to the black woman because a black woman ain't going to be doing that. I don't think that, you know, because you know how we are. We don't want to share nothing.
I know that's right.
And if I found out that my husband was sleeping with another woman, it's going to be on like butter popcorn. Not with her, with him. Because he could be telling her anything. You know, me and my wife, we're separated, we're divorced, we're this, we're that. It's going to be on between him and I. But I just don't see a black woman in this, and I hope, people are listening to this carefully. I don't see black women who actually will give up their man like that because we already having a problem holding on to him and having enough of them to go around. Because if they're not gay or on the down low, we're very short on the black man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to hold on to when we get them, and try to stay in a relationship with them. You know, opposed to having them going over to what, you know what I think that, and I'm not trying to get off into race and all this and that, but I just think that if a person loves somebody, being black, white, green, or whatever, I don't see anything wrong with that. But what burns me up with the black man is he'll always say something like, well, I don't want to be with a black woman because she's this, she's that, she's not this, she's that, da 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 da. No. If you want to be with a white woman, Asian woman, pink woman, green woman, whatever woman you want to be with her, and you got my blessings. But don't put me down in order to lift yourself up, to give you that much esteem to go and be with a white woman, when really, for real, I don't think they really want to be with these women. But because of the white woman, she lets them get away with whatever they want to do. You know, she caters to them when they're wrong, cover up for them when they're wrong, you know, just do all kind of crazy things for them when they are wrong. When a black woman, we're not going to deal with that. Because if you're wrong, you're going to be dealt with. You're not going to be coming to the house 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to serve you a plate of food. It'll have all kind of poison up in it if I do.
Now, you know what gets me about that? Okay. I live in Chicago, so I see all kinds of everything. Why is it that, now, to be forthcoming, I've seen it more as the older woman that I am than when I was a younger woman. Why is it that 90% plus of the time when I see a black man with a white woman, why do you have to stare me down and give me the ugly eye? Oh, that's what you're expecting from me? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe some type of guilt that's coming over on him, you know, because...
Exactly. And I said this to a guy. I said, you trying to transpose onto me your own feelings because you're the one who went there. I never went there. I mean, we'll stare you down to the hilt, and I just sit there sometimes, and I look at him, and this one particular student at the university that I work at, he had gotten under my skin, and he got under my skin because he did it all the time. So this one particular time, I was having a conversation with someone, and the conversation went in that direction. And we were standing in front of the, we were standing near the elevator. I had just gotten off. This person got off with me, and we started talking. He happened to walk up, and he was ear hustling. He was ear hustling so bad he missed his elevator when it clicked open because he was ear hustling. So the that's the conversation we were having. And the conversation went really, you know, hard. And it went hard because I was talking to a black man, and he asked me as a black woman my feelings. And so I went in. I told him exactly how I felt and everything such as that. And when, you know, and I told him the problems that I had with it and this, that, and the other. Because, see, I'm one also. I believe that love is colorblind. I believe love is blind from everything. I don't think you can control that. However, when you decide that you will only date certain type of people or a certain person, then you have made that decision to only be involved with that particular person. So if a guy says, I don't date black women, I only date white women. If you only date white women, you have opened yourself up to you have limited yourself in that arena. So love ain't fine to you. You making yourself find love. Okay? Because it's just not happening naturally. Okay. But we went on and on and on, and he was talking. And like I said, this guy missed his elevator. Next thing we know, he done missed another elevator because, like I said, he was his husband. So I turned to and I gave him a lesson. I sure did. And when it got real deep like that, the guy I was talking to looked at me, and he mouthed, are you talking to me? And I mouthed back, no, I'm talking to the guy behind you. Well, I didn't mouth, I said it. I'm talking to the guy behind you who's been listening so hard, and he walks around the university acting that way all the damn time. Everything you see him with is white. I mean, it's no other personality. And, I mean, like, you know how you walk and you speak and you keep on going. Never speak, never nothing, never nothing. If you ever hear one of his conversations, and sometimes you can't help but hear him, okay, you ever hear one of his conversations, he's forever dogging a black woman. Forever dogging a black woman. And it's like, you know, somebody going to bust up his damn mouth and bitch me.
Now, there are positions where some of the black women are basically, you know, they put themselves in these positions like Shaquita, Shanae and, you know, all these crazy people that's having 4, 5, 6, 7 babies by 4, 5, 6, 7 different baby daddies, then get on the welfare, and then they expect to stay on the welfare all their life. Just like that woman that had, I think she had 10 children.
No, you're talking about the woman that got 15 children. They're saying somebody needs to come take care of these babies.
Right, and she
and
said that we are supposed to take care of her baby.
Found out she was pregnant with number 16.
See, now that's foolishness right there.
Oh, beyond foolishness.
Right, and see, but they associate that with all black women. They think that
sure
all black women are lazy, baby makers, welfare moms, food stamp moms, living in projects, low income housing moms. This is how they look upon the black woman. When there are black women who are, we have black millionaires. As a matter of fact, a girlfriend of mine's mom, who was a millionaire, she died. She died a couple of weeks ago. May she rest in peace. But she was a millionaire, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I have a girlfriend who's a millionaire, but she didn't work for her money. But my girlfriend's mother did. But my girlfriend, she was involved in an accident, and she got not an accident, but she had a lawsuit, and she became a millionaire, but regardless of all that, she, you know, I know people who, you know, women who are good standing, good status, you know, they do a lot of things, and they never get the media never says anything about the person who started a food bank, the black woman who started a food bank, or the black woman who adopted all these AIDS babies, or, you know, the black woman who started a foundation for homeless people and things like that. They don't dig for information like that. But they dig for all this crazy stuff like Sweet Brown. Lord Jesus, I thought it was a fire. I mean, it's okay now. She's a celebrity for the time being. It'll fade
mm-hmm.
out just like with Antoine Dobson, Ted Williams, and Charles. What's the guy who rescued the little girls down in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? You know, all that's going to die down.
Yeah,
but, you know, The thing of it is that we don't have to accept things that are portrayed about us. You know, what we need to do is start, you know, probably start educating Shaquita and all them and try to get them in a better place, you know, opposed to them accepting the fact, well, I can't do nothing because I got all these babies. Oh, yes, you can. You can do something. And then you got these women, these women who are doing any and everything to get money to feed their babies. You don't have to do any and everything. I mean, there's some things that you can do opposed to standing on the corner tricking or becoming an escort or a stripper, you know, not unless that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you don't have to say, I'm doing this to feed my children, because, no, you can go down and get on the welfare until you get on your feet. Don't get on the welfare and stay on the welfare until you're children are grown and you got grandchildren and all this old crazy stuff. You know, get on there and get yourself together, because I was on the welfare too once upon a time, because it's a simple fact that's how it had to happen. Until I got on my feet, I didn't look back. You know, not to say that something may not have caused me to go back, but I didn't look back, because once I got on my feet, that's all I was doing was trying to go forward. You know,
mm-hmm.
but you got these women that's on welfare, their children on welfare, their children's children on welfare. You know, it's a cycle with these women. Then you got all these different baby daddies. I mean, come on. I mean, I understand. I have two baby's fathers, but trust and believe, that's it and that's all. My daughter's father is dead. But, you know, you got these women that are having baby after baby after baby after one man, and then how in the world you going to get somewhere and have the audacity to not to know who your baby daddy is?
I think if you take away some of this system shit and let these bitches have to fight on their own, they'll stop doing it.
Well, that's true. You know what? Right. They tried that in different ways, but because not only the black woman relies on welfare. You know, the welfare was created for the white woman. It was created
mm-hmm.
for white women. But black women needed, had a need too, so they couldn't, you know, they had to share it, but they can't cut it all the way off because they also got to look out for them white people as well. But, you know, I'm just saying, black women, get off your butt, get a job. You know, I don't care, you know, maybe you can, you know, get a job and live in low-income houses for a minute. You know, just keep going. Don't give up, you know, because your boyfriend coming over every night, putting something in your ear, he may be a drug dealer, but trust and believe, that's going to wear out too. And if they come up in your house and you get busted, you're going to be on the street. You, your babies, and your boyfriend are going to be in jail, and you might be in jail too. So don't be always thinking that drug money is good. He give me money. And he ain't working nowhere but on the corner every day. Come on, girls, get it together. Get if you got to go back to school and, you know, get your GED, your high school diploma, do a go to college or even get a trade or something, but just don't waste your life away. Because we got it bad. They already think that, like I said, we're shiftless, nothing. They really don't even look at us as human. You know, so you have to really, you know, do something. And you know, as
I know,
far as
I've made it. I made it a point of talking, especially to young mothers, the ones that were willing to listen.
Right.
And I share my experiences in hopes that it would encourage and discourage, you know, them from going down those same tracks.
Right.
And I've had those who have, I mean, I still have some who come back thanking me, you know, and I have some who didn't want to hear a damn thing I had to say. You know, I couldn't get away from them quick enough before I was hearing who the hell she thinks she is and this, that, and the other. But being a single mother and raising four children alone, I know how hard things could be. I know how hard things got for me, okay? I'm blessed that I never did anything outside the law. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I made it through off of my hard sweat and my this, that, and the other. But it's so interesting now that especially within like the last 5 years or so, when my children were coming up, one of the diehard places that my children were at was at the Southside YMCA because I only let them do organized play. My kids didn't play outside under my watch because there was no place for them to play. It was too rowdy around there. So I took them to the YMCA. They were in things. They were involved in things. They went to after school there. That became their secondary family. Some of the same parents who complained about the way I was dealing with my kids and the way I was handling my kids, and I'm a direct disciplinarian. You know, there are certain things that I will tolerate and there are certain things that I won't. One of the things I did do that most people had an issue with was I allowed my children to speak up for themselves. Well, hell, nobody allowed me to speak up for myself. I grew up in an era when you were supposed to be seen and not heard. So I didn't know how to defend myself and speak up for myself. It took me 39 years to learn that. I'd be damned if I was going to turn out some children that was going to have to suffer what I suffered for 39 years. No. So, I would let them speak up for myself. And, people have such a problem with that and this, that, and the other. And she's such a this, and she's such a disciplinarian, and she's such a this, and they got to do this, that, and the other. But she let them talk to me. Baby, do you know the number of them that came back to me and told me, I really wish you would talk to Brandon. I really wish you would talk to Eric. I wish you would talk. They even pulled my children. Would you all talk to them, this, that, and the other? Because I am very proud to say, as of last weekend, I am the proud mother of four college graduates.
All right.
My number four graduated Saturday. And as of September, I will have three in school working on their master's, and one of them already have a master's because he's an electrical engineer. He has his master's in electrical engineering. So I said that the reason I brought that up is even when I even said that, I do try to talk to some of them. First of all, sometimes we get out here, we're young, we fall in love, because we do consider ourselves in love and most of the time. And
right.
we end up having these babies, and we saddled with a baby or two, and the daddy ain't nowhere around. Okay, damn it, stop. Stop. You know, I just don't get it. At some point, you have to stop and try to at least make a life for these kids that you already had. Truth be told, I wanted 10. Mm. Okay? I married my husband, and
Ooh,
he never contributed a dime to anything to do with anything. So guess what? When it hit 4, you know what? I can't do this no more.
No, that's right.
You know,
no, that's right. Some of these men, you know, like Walter said, some black women, they can't raise kids alone and this and that. But if you have to, that's what you got to do. And you will survive. Because, number one, suppose you got married and your husband died that following year. What you going to do? You got to do what you got to do. So, therefore, I do believe that, yeah, a boy needs a man in his life. If you got brothers or uncle or somebody like that, let them be with them. You know, but women can teach boys things, too. And I don't think that is fair for somebody to say a woman can't bring up children by herself. I did it.
Well, you don't have a choice.
Right, that's what I'm saying. When you don't have no choice,
you
survive.
You really don't have a choice. Did that partner walk on you or whatever, what you supposed to do? Give up and y'all all just perish? No, you don't have
yeah.
a choice.
But you leave it up to some of these men. They feel that, you know, women, they need somebody. Well, of course, everybody needs somebody. And I would never say that I don't need a man. I may want a man, but it's not necessarily that I need a man. You see what I'm saying? Because, number
exactly.
one, I came this world by myself, and I'm going to leave by myself. Now, I may want a man, and I'm quite sure when that time comes, God will send them to me, or I'll find them, or whatever. But right now, I'm comfortable. I'm all right. And my kids are grown. I have 4 grandchildren and a great-grandson. So, you know, everything's good.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just can't always say that a woman is trifling, she's this, she's that. I mean, give the good women a break. Don't judge all women by a few women. You know, and those women that you're judging by, you must have a problem with them because I don't. Because I know what
but
I can do.
But see, the
I
same thing.
Done and I'm going to do.
Go ahead, sorry. Some of those same people who do the judging and this, that, and the other, those are some of the prime ones who follow the basketball wives, the housewives, and this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. Some people look at that as pure entertainment. And they, them damn fools, and this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other. But some people look at that, and it's like it feeds that other side of them. Just like if you
right.
find somebody who's a true gossiper, they're going to find something to talk about somebody about. And I think it's true what this one lady said. If they can't, if it's not real, they make it up.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. Man, that stuff that they put on television, them black women are involved, you know, like I said, if it's not scripted, which I believe it is, some of it, they threw a little bit of reality in there, but most of that stuff is scripted. And it just makes the black women look, some of them make it look stupid and just ghetto fabulous and ghetto period, you know. What man is let a woman talk to him any kind of way, slapping and punching and pushing all on him? You know, I'm saying, well, some men do that because they don't hit women, but you got to restrain her in some kind of way. But I don't know.
I think that those shows have become so popular to the point that I have to be the most over the top. I always got to top somebody. And in order, and it seems like that person who does the most, so to speak, is the one
mm-hmm.
who makes the big bucks and stuff like that. So they're always pushing the gamut further and further and further. And the unfortunate part of it, you have the really sad part about it, you have a lot of people who pattern themselves out after some of them women they see on TV.
Yep. I had a girlfriend, she used to watch the soap operas all the time. And she used to actually be in character with them soap opera people. And I said, wait a minute, hold up, girl. This ain't no Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Get a grip.
Yeah, you have a lot of people. You have not a lot. You have people who are, especially nowadays, that, you know, that loudmouth glamour puss who got the sugar daddy and getting taken care of and this, that, and the other. That's what their goals are. Just like I remember at one time, especially in the 80s, you had a whole lot of girls whose goal was to be a video vixen.
Oh, no. Thinking that was a glamorous life, and it's not.
Exactly.
Nothing glamorous about showing your coochie, shaking your coochie, and people dropping money in your coochie. I mean, what's glamorous about that? But they make them think it's glamorous.
Yep.
So that's why they do it. That's exactly why they do it. But, honey, you know, you need to face reality. And stop letting the media take you on rides, because that's exactly what the media do. The media can let you know and see things the way they see them, the way they want you to see them, and that's it. There's nothing true about it. Everything that they put out there, even the news be lying. You know, because they have that power.
If you read it a certain way, you notice certain things. When they talk about a white teenager, let's put it like that. It's a youth.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to this youth did this, this youth did that. But when it comes to a black one, this black,
it showed their
black
face
youth
and
or whatever,
everything on
the color is
but
there.
White
all
people,
of a sudden,
they juveniles, they don't show their face. But the
and not just that.
Face on there and everything.
You take a person of 16. It seems like the number is going lower, but it don't seem like it's ever went lower than 16 to 18. If this one is a black guy and he commits this crime, then this black man did this. But if it's a white guy and he commits this crime, he's either a teenager, you know what I'm saying, or youth. It's like, really? Really?
When I was growing up,
I don't even read newspapers anymore.
Right. Because when I was growing up, they would have, like, in the newspaper, they would have, like, they would have it sectioned off, southeast, northeast, northwest, blah, 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 blah. They had a crime, this and that. And they would always have, like, if a white person did something, just like you said, they would never say the color or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if a black person, it was a black man.
Yeah.
Had a goatee, blah, 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 this and that. And, you know, and then just like who's to believe that? Because what did Susan Smith say? A black man put her kids in the river? What did the guy up in Boston say? Somebody threw his wife overboard? You know, so you can't you can't always believe everything that you hear or that the media puts out there because it'd be a bunch of lies going on, I'm telling you. A bunch of lies. The media is something.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, betraying women in the media, you know, it's sad. It's really sad.
I know.
I
have a conversation with somebody, a one-on-one conversation. And this person kind of, they dismissed me, you know, standing there. And kind of started talking to the person I was having a conversation with. And they are at a higher level of education, position, status, whatever you want to say, to me, right? So this person is sitting there, and they get to talking about single mothers and how they limit themselves. I mean, they're going through this whole big spiel. And then all of a sudden, the person I was talking to turned around and said, let me introduce you to the person who you rudely interrupted that I was talking to. And, you know, gave her my name and then told, she's a this, that, and the other. And then they started feeling about all my children, because she had already met my children, right?
Mm-hmm.
This person was standing there with their face wide open. Now, this happened in 2007,
mm-hmm.
and it's a person that I work with on my job. I have now been on my job. I just turned 8 years old last week,
mm-hmm.
so that means for the last 6 years, every time this woman sees me, you would think that she is sucking on a lemon
because
her whole mouth twists up. And everything
wow.
else, and it's the funniest thing to me, because that's your own self eating at you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know me, didn't know nothing about me, but it was the funniest thing. But and unfortunately, it was a white woman talking to a black woman, and the person I happened to be talking to was a black woman. Okay, when this one came over in with that conversation, and she happened just so. To overlook or look past somebody who fits the criteria to a certain degree of what she was speaking on,
mm-hmm.
and then when they do get to talking about my children, the first thing they say, "Oh, you must have went to college. You must have did this." I said, "Yeah, I had some college. I had to leave college. I don't have a degree. I had to leave
mm-hmm.
college because I need to take care of my family." And they're shocked. You know, it's like, okay, you know, but I just sit back and I just look at that whole, you know, that whole. Dynamic of the way things do. So I personally, going back to the meter, personally, I rarely look at them. Remember, I'm from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You breathe in Chicago, they're going to put it on the news now, nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that's why, because Obama is from Chicago, right? Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So everything we do here, everything we do is under a microscope here. But they don't talk about the successes. They don't talk about the good things. But let something bad happen. And don't get me wrong, a lot of bad does happen. But, hell, a lot of bad happens everywhere.
That's true. That's true. Miss Kane, are you asleep?
I'm just listening to y'all.
But if anybody has
questions. Wait a minute, let me bother her. You know I ain't used to you being quiet.
I know, right?
Oh, wait a minute. You let me get away with that? Okay. I think you hit that on the head, Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, if anybody have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The number is 646-652-2877. And we'd love to hear from you, because this isn't only about what's going on. It's about what's happening and what's keeping happening. It's going to be happening. So, you know, we need to get some feedback from you, the listening audience, as well. Okay.
All right.
And let's talk about your good friend, Miss Kane, Wendy Williams.
Oh,
my
goodness. How you doing?
Yeah. When Wendy Williams first came on, I really was liking watching her, but she gets to the point now, she's like, I don't know, she gets into everybody's business, but, you know, she ain't giving up none of her little business. Not to say that she need to, but, I mean, and then she's always putting something in it, like she said, what did she say about Janet Jackson? Something she had said that was kind of negative, and I really didn't think that was right, because Janet Jackson had never been on a show, has she?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why she said it. But when she had Omarosa on there, Omarosa lit her up. But Omarosa been back on there since then, you know, but Omarosa lit her up at one point, because before she came out, Wendy Williams said, yeah, we're going to find this out about her. Something she was saying. When Omarosa came out there, honey, she had on her fighting gloves and her mean mug. And when Wendy Williams went to show her book, she said, I will show it. She snatched it out of her hand. I put the video up on my, what page was that? That tag page. But that was the funniest thing I ever seen on Wendy Williams in my life.
I got to see that. I missed that one.
I think you can YouTube it, too. That's where I got it from, off of YouTube. But, yeah, she disrespects people. And she says little underhanded things about people, you know. But
all you got to do is hit her ass where it hurts. when she do stuff like that, you just walk right on out there nice and calm, because you know I smoke me old blunt before I go out there, because I get what I am. I'll be like, look here, girl, man, William. nobody sitting up here trying to talk about you in these goddamn tight-ass dresses with two, look like she got two beach balls sitting in her shirt up top and that flat booty. Walking in that skirt. And them dresses be so tight and honey, if she dead wrong, it's going to bust.
And you know she's not here, too.
Yeah, and a man. I'm waiting on the dress to just bust one day so I can see her to leave.
Yeah, but she's another one, and they letting her say them things and, you know, things that really she shouldn't be saying.
You know why? Because she got a Caucasian listening base. They gonna support her. They gonna make sure don't nothing happen to her, because right now she a puppet for them. So she don't care. Just like they were saying, who that put her ass on blast that time, talking about how she always suck up to them housewives of New Jersey girls, and then also to them Kardashians. She do that shit. And then on the sneak tip, when she don't think they watching or think they around, she'll try to say something about them Kardashians every now and again. When they sit your fake ass down somewhere.
Yeah, because she definitely said that the mom, what's her name, the mother's name, Chris or whatever.
Yeah,
But yeah, when she first came on, I used to watch it for a minute. You know, sometimes I still watch it, but I just be shaking my head because she just sits up there and gossip about everybody. Somebody gonna catch her coming out that studio one day and pull her wig back.
Honey, I'ma tell you who gave her ass the business. Baby, I was crying laughing. This was she was still in radio. Honey, she tried to say something about Paul Whitney Houston.
Girl, wait a minute. Now that you mention that, I'm going to let you do your part, but that's my only introduction to her. I've never followed and never watched her since then. Go ahead, Miss Kane.
Yeah, ma'am. Honey, I'm talking about that damn Whitney lit her a new asshole, baby.
Yes, she did.
With, like, what you talking about that Whitney?
And let me tell you, afterwards, when Whitney died, she got on her show and cried and talked all this mess. And when the Chaka Khan called in, somebody set her straight. And it was mighty funny because she sat straight up and those tears were still on her face, but they weren't running out her eyes no more, if they ever were. And I just sat there and I looked at her, I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You really ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You know somebody else who lit up into her? The chick who played on Will Smith's show. What was that show?
The Mother?
No, The Prince of Bel-Air. She lit Wendy Williams up. Because Wendy Williams had that little girl on there, Tatiana Ali, was asking her, what happened? What happened? Why did she leave? And I heard this and that. Honey, she wrote Wendy Williams a letter, called her a man, and told her she needed to get a life. I mean, she told her off good and nice and nasty. Yes, she did.
What is Janet? I can't think of her last name. But, yeah,
she was. Was it the dark skin or the light skin lady?
Was it the dark skin one?
Oh, girl,
first one. Yeah.
She
the light skin lady.
No, it was the dark skin one, the first one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah. She lit her up. And, you know, that's what Wendy get, because sometimes if she wanted to know all that, all she had to do was send a message. She should have had her on the show. You know, she said, you putting a child in between something that you need to be asking me. And, you know, she set us straight, because that was not right. And she always up there talking about.
When you look at it, when it all boils down to it, these people know that they're going to get targeted, because look at what we do. Look at my show, for instance. I be on the ride out on everybody's ass, and I do be on Twitter. I be waiting on somebody to say, like, Kay Michelle, I be waiting on her. Kay Michelle got some words, baby, but I'm telling you, I got some gay friends, and they done taught me everything about cutting a bitch a new asshole. I'm waiting on her. I'll say I'll be tweeting her in, calling her all out her day, because I don't like how she want people to have sympathy for her and always talking about somebody trying to get at her, people this and people that. But you always picking your fights, my homegirl. Me and her like got into an argument because she's talking about, I like Kay Michelle. She just she speak her mind and she be telling the truth. I say you like her. I started to say this, but I did not stand her ass. I said, both of you like her because both of y'all bad shit ass crazy. That girl, Kay Michelle, just said on Love and Hip Hop Monday night that she put salt around her bed to keep away the sex demons.
Keep the sex demons out.
What the hell is you talking about, lady? I ain't never in my life heard no stuff like that. And if that didn't tell you that that bitch crazy, y'all better know it not. Tell you.
Crazy. What about when she went to what she wanted the doctor to do?
What? Okay, she, you know what? That comes from all the miles she got on that ass. That's because she said, bitch, we tried. We don't want to do nothing else. No.
Yeah, she crazy because, you know, and that Love and Hip Hop stuff is just so Jocelyn or John Lynn or whatever. She just is crazy as I don't know
what. That's my shit right there. I like old Jocelyn.
Yeah, she all right, but she just crazy. Why don't she, Stevie, leave Stevie alone? And Mimi, she done went and got somebody on the rebound just because Stevie done broke her heart. She done hooked up with this guy that K. Michelle saying is gay. Ain't she going to say that this week? Yeah, he do look a little on the DL or something.
I seen the video over there on Worldstar. And I'm telling you, that nigga do. Now, I can't tell no lie, but K. Michelle do be saying some funny shit. She do. And she do halfway pinpoint some stuff. But it's just the point. Like, you got to choose your battles, honey. But that dude, he look gay as hell. He do. Mimi?
Mm-hmm.
You got that's some explaining to do. He going to.
He can her and, what's her name, going to go through it.
Oh.
But, K. Michelle and Mimi. She done called that, but she called him out in the club. And then why you got to get all your girlfriend's approval of the guy that you with? They don't know nothing about him.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Right. That, you know, that's what
I'm saying.
That's childish.
Something about him, but she taking him. This is so-and-so. Oh, he look, he cool, he cool. But all of a sudden, now he gay.
And you know, Kay Michelle was going here. She should never even try to play. But why I came with Michelle, knowing my ass is a bit of a bitch anyway.
And then, the matter of fact, her and Stevie just not ain't that long ago broke up, and then she gonna hook up with this guy and talking about, no, we gonna take it slow. Whatever. Huh?
You sound like you're underwater.
Yeah, somebody do sound. I sound like I'm underwater.
No, I think it's Miss Kane.
Oh,
it's my phone.
Yeah,
that's
it was Miss Kane.
Am I sounding like you now?
No, you're better.
Oh,
she done went for a little swim on us.
I had no speakerphone. I was trying to multitask. I'm high, damn it! I can't be trying to do too much.
Well, we have a caller with their hand up. Let's bring this caller in.
He said she was 5'2". Word. Yeah, what's going on?
What's hey, up, black man, how you doing?
Oh, that's
I'm
my
all right.
Hey, black man.
Hey, what's up, lady? How are you all, Miss?
What is your question or comment to this conversation tonight? The media and black women, how they're portrayed in the media.
It's a mess. It's a straight mess. I mean, it's all for social engineering, and then another. I mean, especially I think it's basically for those who are just mindless, who can't think for themselves. They need to figure out how they're supposed to conduct themselves. And next thing you know, you got people acting like they do on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shoot, I'm what? I'll be 40 in July.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember a lot of black women acting like that coming up. Yeah, there was a few.
Yeah.
I do mythicize few. but now it's like it's rampant, especially these young ones. And then some of the older ones are like that too. It's a shame. It's like, what the hell happened to you? You know, it's just that damn TV.
Yeah.
And the movies. You know, it's the damn environment making a bunch of crazy people. So I think it's sad. You know, the media has never been kind to black women. It's never been kind to y'all, period, since we got over here the second time, because everybody thinks we got over here in slavery. What black folks don't know, because, you know, some of us read, is that we were here before slavery. So the second time we were brought here, yeah, they gave black women a raw deal. And they've always written about you, how, on one hand, they always write how sexually beautiful you are and how beautiful you are. And then on the other hand, they've always said all these negative things about you. However, they always were making efforts to be and make their woman somewhat like you. To the point where now, shit, they can just go out and purchase a body like you.
Yeah.
But there was something my brother had said to me. He said, man, you know what I think? He said this a couple of years ago. He said, you know what I think? He says, man, I think because the food is so contaminated, it's destroying the way black women's bodies look and it's enhancing the way white women's bodies look.
So what's enhancing their bodies? Eyes and their scalpels. That's what's enhancing their bodies.
Well, yeah, some of it is, but some of them are built like them. You know, I'm in the South. You know, Miss Kane may be able to have a testimony about this.
We born, bred, fed down here, baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
I come from the state where it's the home of the big booties.
See, yes, ma'am.
But it kind of skipped on this.
Yeah,
what were you talking
saying?
About, black man? The white woman's body or the black woman's body?
The effect on both.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But in the South, it's like white women have it built, too. They have that kind of shape, too. I don't know why. I think it's just what they eat down in the South. I can't tell you. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them. Let me clarify that. Not all of them. There's a few of them running around like that. So,
right.
And like I said, they always want their woman to be like you. Like you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was one of the ways to get to us. Well, if we make our women like that, we can get more of them niggers, so we can take their ass down too. And we'll go after their women.
I ain't heard that in forever.
Niggers.
We'll go after their women. We'll take them. We already got them. We can take them down easy. That ain't no problem. That's why that you hear a lot of complaints on that show with Kerry Washington. It's because of the trade she gets treated by and jumped around on that show. Yeah, she was a high-powered sister that wrote that show. Yeah, she was in that game. Nor I give her credit for it and working around in Washington. However, that character, on one hand, it may be powerful, but on another hand, it's demeaning. Why is she the jump off of a damn president? You know, it's just, but, you know, that's my view. Maybe I'm wrong.
And you know, her papa, I ain't never been able to get into that damn show. That's all I hear people talk about. Even me, it's kind of coming on. I barely could watch the other one. What was the other one with Big and Goods that they canceled? Deception.
Deceit.
Deceit.
No, it was Deception. That was the name of it.
I know what you're talking about. That's gone already. They ain't do a whole. What? How many episodes they had? Two or three?
Huh?
Wow.
No, I'm telling you, that's the name of it. It was Deception. Yeah, they had a full season.
Deception.
They had about 10 shows occurring, but the bottom line is they canceled that shit.
And it's
really
like precedent scandal.
It's just like scandal.
They build it wrong. They kept trying to build it as a show to compete with Scandal. First of all, it wasn't strong enough to compete with Scandal. Because Shonda Rhimes had her lock on certain people already, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you had a lot of people who watched Grey's Anatomy who automatically watched Scandal because it was followed it, okay?
Right.
You take one of them highly popular shows, the show that comes on right behind it is going to get some of those viewers. Then once you get into it, and I'm all the way into it, okay? Like I said before, that part of the storyline makes my soul hurt, but the storyline as a whole is somewhat interesting to me. So you get those people, then you get them. They build that show as being the answer to Scandal. It can't be the answer to Scandal.
Mm.
You know, it didn't stand on its own strength.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. To me, I thought it was better myself. Maybe because I ain't watched Scandal, because I just can't get into it.
I think I watched
a
couple episodes.
People also look at the two leading characters. That's just like, so but basically what you're doing is putting Megan Good up against Kerry Washington.
Right.
Megan Good can't touch Kerry Washington.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
And when they look at Megan Good, they think of her as being the same people we've been talking about at the beginning of this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
And
yeah, I mean,
Kerry Washington, her character, she didn't come out into the industry like Megan did.
Exactly.
Kerry Washington,
exactly.
Veteran. She's more of a veteran. Yeah.
But it's not just no. Good been out there probably longer than Washington have. However, she was not introduced like she was. She basically Good was introduced as Lil Ho.
Mm-hmm.
And most of her roles she played that role. And
yeah,
so that's what people see her as. But then you're building these two against each other. No. It ain't can't work. They should have introduced her to stand on her own accord.
Because I was like the movie that she did over there on BET, the little movie, what it was, some shit, where she was like a little Southern girl who finally
made a drug addict.
Yeah, kind of that shit was crazy. I said,
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, but they don't, you know,
when they're portraying these certain roles, that's how they use them. You start out being a hoe, that's what you're going to be in every one of them movies until you decide to say, no, I don't want to do that no more.
Like Lisa Ray, that's why she ain't never took off.
Mm. She ain't want to be a hoe. She just
want to
be a
goldfish. She just say that was her first role was playing club. No, and I mean, ain't nobody took her ass seriously since then. Black Man 37, the one who said it best. Now, I remember. Randy, remember that she was talking about how she just don't know how to act neither.
Who? You talking about Lisa Ray?
Yeah.
Oh, that hoe? What about that? Didn't she just marry a preacher?
See what I'm saying?
See?
She's a hoe. I mean, if you go to her latest interviews where she talked about a man only has to have X amount of dollars to be messed with this, and somebody said, threw out a number, oh, that's not enough. She a hoe. She bounced from man. You know what I'm saying?
She admitted she's not a gold digger anymore.
That's all right, though. She my type of hoe, because I'm the same way. I have to have a nigga that got some numbers behind his ass. Fuck what you heard.
She's a hoe, and she's not ashamed to admit she's a hoe. Now she done
fucking something straight for some change. Okay, go ahead.
Now she done got a pastor. She done went all the way up the food chain to a pastor.
Yeah.
Who allegedly had a baby out of wedlock.
Oh, wow.
Woman.
Ain't that wrong?
Oh, wow.
She's a hoe. Let's just call her what she is. And plus, she can't act worth a goddamn anyway.
She really ticks you off, don't she? I bet you she tried to give you some of that old method, doesn't she?
Honey, if I would have won that multi-million-dollar Powerball, I'm a co-host on another show. Like I told them on that other show, I said, I'm going to show you how much of a hoe she is.
Yeah, we do it. She a pretty hoe, too. You'd have been right over there trying to get some of that old fucking young coochie.
Should be careful, because it's probably, like Corey Holcomb said, it's probably blew out. So anyway, but she, you know, I mean, if you're going to be it. You know, that's what she's good at playing that, play those roles, honey, because that's what you're good at. But some other actresses have a little bit more respect for themselves, like Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
She's still got a career. Yeah. She's still in movies, man. She was just in a movie I just saw not too long ago where she was like the secretary, of state in the movie?
Yeah.
Her and,
exactly.
Morgan Freeman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because she gets to
talk about Octopus Takes Over or some shit. I watched it. I watched anything that come out new on the internet for the first
Bless your heart.
I ain't supporting nobody. Fuck Ken Doctor at the movie. I'll get my shit for the free. At www.I'mKeepingASecret.com. Hello.
Yeah, keep it a secret. Yeah, but there's just certain roles they throw out here, and if you're thirsty enough, you won't take those roles because you want to get it. But you have to also question yourself. If you're an actress, you know, and a singer, because y'all mentioned Beyonce, which is an entertainer, she's not an artist. She's a damn entertainer, and she ain't pregnant. Everybody knows that damn dumbass girl had a surrogate.
You can't be talking about Beyonce like that.
I don't. That woman is so fucking. She can't even give you a complete sentence without you sitting there looking at her going, what the fuck is wrong with her? Does she know English? Get a GED.
You gonna have a hit out on your ass tomorrow because this is coming for you.
Hey, I live in Houston where she's born. Y'all come at
that Capitol ass nigga coming for you, honey. We don't want that's gonna be the headline on Facebook, CNN breaking news. Dude on BTR was talking about Beyonce.
Everybody watched the show.
But I just read a quote that she said, my baby made me identify myself or made me understand who myself was. Didn't some quote like that? And I was like, you mean you had to have, you had to let your sister, you had to let a surrogate have your baby for you to know who the hell you are?
She crazy.
Why don't you just go ahead and tell the truth? Your sister had
a conversation.
Why don't you just tell the truth? Your sister had a damn baby. Let's quit lying.
Somebody had it. But the baby do look like Jay-Z now. I give it that much credit.
It does? It looks like a camel?
Yeah, you ain't seen her?
Yeah, the baby look like Jiggle. Camel toe nose ass, but hey.
Poor child.
You know they had
a
picture
for the rest of its life.
Listen, they had a picture of this dude that resembled Jay-Z from back in the 30s or the 40s. I said, that's that nigga.
That is something. I've
seen that
picture.
That was like, wow.
That's that nigga. That's him. Jiggle, Hova.
But he
called himself Rufus back then.
Carter, Sean Carter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a damn about him? Anyway, the portrayal of women in Hollywood, it's awful. And then you got some who sell their soul for it because they want that fame. I think that's why some of the housewives do it. That's why I think some of those sisters do it, because they want that fame and that money that comes with it. They don't give a damn if they have to sell their soul for it. You know, if I have to sell my soul at any cost, I'll sell it to the devil. I don't care.
Now, let's look at this way, and we're smart enough to be realistic. Shonda Rhimes may not have written that in when she was having an affair with that with the president. She may have presented that in the light of, you know, Judith Smith in the real story, and then when it got to the board table and the discussion came up, let's add
they could have
drama in to add this. Do you understand?
That's
what I'm saying?
True. I agree.
But
so does it ring the bell?
She was gonna take that money. She was gonna say, "Oh yeah, well, do what you want to do."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's saying
that's
that
how
is the director
tell
of
your story to Hollywood. They can change the title, the characters, and some more stuff on it. When you sell it, it's theirs. That's how it
so
is.
What
but
that
she
was
may
a
have
book.
Sold it to them, and they switched it up the way that they wanted it. And I don't doubt that.
Hmm.
But then again, she may have accepted it the way it was. We don't know.
Exactly.
I believe the media got a lot of tricks up their sleeves.
So I'm trying to ask y'all, well, y'all, like y'all don't hear me and shit.
Sorry, say, darling.
Yeah. Who the woman, Sandra, who, she must be black.
Yes.
Yeah, she is black.
So yes, she an author or something? Or a director?
She wrote Low Grey's Anatomy.
She wrote the script for She wrote the script for, what's that show that come on?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
And the other one, the spinoff.
Hawthorne.
No.
No, that was Jada Pinkett, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Doctor, whatever that one was, she wrote both of those.
I know she was black, honey. Why she got all these white folks on this show?
Yep.
But I get whatever makes the money, honey, because she knows she done did that shit with a whole cast of niggas, it wouldn't have took off.
No, it wouldn't have. But check this out. Are you going to watch The Have and The Have Nots?
Yeah, I just see the commercial. I'm seeing him right now.
I'm
going to
watch
it
because that looks like it's going to be good.
A hot mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that girl is another hoe. Starting off as a hoe.
Who is that?
And The Has and The Have Nots. Tyler Perry is going to be on the OWN channel.
Okay, gotcha. I'm following you.
Yeah, and it's called The Have and The Have Nots. And this girl, they cast her as a hoe, so maybe them the roles that she'll be getting from here on out. Because they cast you in the character that you fit. Because remember, Set It Off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Latifah was playing in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know she played in that as a gay person. She also played this movie called Living Out Loud as a gay person. And in Chicago, she played as a gay person. And I'd be daggone if she ain't gay. And I said all that to say,
who gay?
Emily Rose gave her.
Well, isn't Raven Simone gay too, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Raven Simone, the little girl that used to be on the Cosby Show.
They say she gay.
She I didn't know she was with that boy, that girl Coochie Honey, because you can look at her. She too dizzy and dull.
When you see a picture of her now, you're like, really? Well, my cousin swore up and down that she had a baby anyway at a young age.
Who
so.
Had a baby?
Raven Simone.
I think
Raven Simone ain't had no baby.
She ain't had no baby?
That's what I'm saying. They were saying.
It seems like I vaguely remember that she's supposed to be pregnant. So I don't know. Hell, I can't keep up with these damn lying ass.
I don't know where I've been, but I ain't.
That's why I put on my Facebook.
Also said Janet Jackson had a baby, but whatever.
She do got a baby in one of them debauches.
Yeah. She knows she had that baby. She just want to keep it secret. Well, anyway, the point is, the only time this shit's going to change with the image is when we take the image back until we get into the control seat and say, you know what, fuck this Hollywood shit. We'll do our own Hollywood. We'll make our own films. We'll do our own distribution. And that's the problem. Once we get the own distribution, then we can start making our own films and pushing them. I mean,
exactly.
Tyler Perry cannot be the only one making films because everybody forgot about Tim Reed and his wife, Daphne Reed.
Exactly. Exactly.
He has his own studio, but he's
going
to push out big budget.
But Tyler Perry still has been assisted by Hollywood.
Who you just saying, Black Bear?
Tim Reed. From, he used to play,
that's the second
Paul Mooney found him. Yeah, Paul Mooney found him. And he used to be on WKRP in Cincinnati. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon and Simon. That brother.
And he also played on that thing, Sister and Sister, with Jack A, with them twins.
Exactly. And he had a real good show on that used to be on CBS called Frank's Place.
Yeah.
It was real good. They cut that show real quick. And they're like, oh, no, nigga, you talking too much.
Yeah.
Cut it.
They cut all the black shows off that were relatively good, like, what's them, the Evans, Good Times. Jefferson, you know, shows like that, they were really entertaining, you know, but they don't want to portray black people as what they want to be portrayed as. They want to portray them as pimps, whores, prostitutes, the low lives, and all this and that. You know, as long as they do that, it's all good. You know, I had this article out of book, and it said about Hollywood. Now, Hollywood didn't really let blacks do anything but be maids or the butlers or slaves. Then they said they could not touch each other in the movies. They couldn't touch white people in the movie. They couldn't do this, blah, 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 blah. Then eventually it got to the point where they could touch white people in the movie. Then all of a sudden they was kissing, and, you know, then it got down to the point where they even have them having interracial relationships on the TV, having interracial children and stuff like that. But back in the day, back like in the, when Hollywood first started, oh, no. If you was black and you was in a movie like Hattie McDowell, she got an Oscar for being in Gone with the Wind. Was that Gone with the Wind she got that Oscar
yep.
for?
Yeah.
Gone with
yeah,
the
okay.
Wind.
Yep. She was up there. I thank y'all so much. I'm saying, what are you out of that character, or do she really act like that? I guess she's been maiden so long, I don't know. But, you know, she got an Academy Award, and they were saying something like, when they asked her, somebody said to her, well, how do you feel being a maid, you know, on in the movie? She said, well, I'd rather get paid, back in the day, you know, $3,000 and something was a whole lot of money, than $15,
yeah.
you know, $3,000 some dollars a week. I think it was, yeah, a week, than $15 a week. Which, you know,
right.
I wouldn't turn that down either. But once I got me a nice nest egg, and I couldn't get the roles that I wanted, see ya.
Oh, well, don't forget that we were making our own films back then, too. Because BET used to show
Yeah, that is true. But how long did they last?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know the film period. I don't know the film period. I know that they were doing it for a while.
It seemed like they was even on there. Remember Amos and Andy? They started off on the
yep.
radio, and Amos and Andy was two white guys, but they was portraying black guys. So when it came on television, they had to get
mm-hmm.
these black characters for Amos and Andy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the history of Hollywood. But I mean, it's in the blood of the country, man. I mean, it's bone.
Yeah.
Like Paul
yeah, that's true.
It's bone.
You know, that's life. But you know, this has been a wonderful show. I appreciate everybody who came out.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt, Black Man. You know you are always welcome on this show.
Right. Why he trying to act like he was just here alone?
Miss Kane.
Yeah, he lives
just somebody on lace back weed.
Darling.
You're welcome. I said, somebody's lacing your weed, honey.
I just rolled me a blunt. That's why I was trying to be quiet.
She had to roll her a blunt. That's why she was so quiet over there.
And then cheaping the whole time.
Yeah, the concentrate. I gotta roll this just right.
That's why I was asking questions. When you high, you got to listen harder.
Yeah, this is put in the terrible. She was quiet ever since we've been talking about Scandal. She must be a Scandal fan. Are you a Scandal fan too, Elizabeth? Uh-huh. Okay, darling. Thank you for stopping by. She said, yes. No, I really couldn't get into Scandal because I think I missed the first episode. When I miss the first episode of something, I can't really get into it. But I am watching the Bates Motel now.
Yeah, that's so fast.
I'm going to what do you call it when you go back and look at something? But I'm going to watch it tonight before I go to bed because
I don't watch that show, but I seen part of it last night and I was like, oh.
If you need to go and go to bed and watch it, I'm telling you, that's the best.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to watch it tonight.
Let me
Monday night, but I'm
let me
watching
say
it tonight
real quick about
bed. Don't tell me about it, Ms. Kane. I want to watch
it, darling. I'm saying this. I ain't going to spoil it for you. But that
yeah,
show,
it's a mess.
It don't drag around, baby. I'm talking about the damn first episode had me cool. I said, what?
Okay, what's the premise of it?
Huh? Well, it's this woman and her son.
It's based off of, I guess it's
like
to tell the story of how
things happened up in there ever since she moved up in there.
It's
yeah.
how, you remember the movie Real Norman Psycho. That's
yeah.
what it's. That's it's kind of giving you a before look at how Norman
a young
came
Norman.
Up to become.
Oh,
yeah,
how he
yeah.
Who he was. Okay.
But it's
crazy.
That, faithfully. But like I said, I'm gonna have to watch it on demand tonight because I missed the last one. That was the end of the season one, right, Ms. Kane? The last
uh-huh.
end of the series. Yeah, before I come back on. idea. But yeah, I'm gonna put it on demand tonight before I go to bed. I'm gonna watch it. All right. Yeah, so I just want to thank everybody for stopping by tonight. In the chat room, Elizabeth Funderbert, Black Man, and there was a few other people in the chat room. Sorry, I can't remember who else was in there, but I thank you anyway for stopping by. I thank everybody when they stop by Delicious Talk because it makes me feel good to know that people are listening to my show. And, you know, that's really a good thing. So with next Wednesday's show, I'll post it up. I don't know what it's going to be about yet, but if you have any... If anybody listening out there, you have any ideas or show you'd like to hear us talk about, just send me an email at gjdelicious37@gmail.com, or you can send Rhea an email. Put your email address out there, Rhea, real quick, darling.
rheaalexis@yahoo.com.
Just send us an email, and we will put it on there. And, you know, I hope everybody learned something from the show. If you didn't, you know, it's all good, too. And, oh, this is something else. I'm thinking about adding another addition to my Blog Talk Radio show, which airs on Sunday evenings. You know how you're tired, don't want to get up and go to work on Monday? So it's going to be like a blues show. And I haven't picked a title for it or a time that it will come on, but I will try to post it before I put it on this Sunday. I did a test show last Sunday, so if you want to listen to that, go in and listen to it. The title of that is Test, so you can listen to that show. And if you like it, stick around, because I'll be doing that Sundays. It'll be sort of like maybe between, I say, 7 and 8 o'clock or 6 and 7 o'clock. I really haven't picked the time.
Okay.
But, you know, check that out. And that's another addition to my show, because since I'm paying for it, I might as well use it up.
Might as well.
Might as well use it up. Hear me? So everybody, hopefully, you know, we'll get together again. You know, you know, like I said, you know, pray for the families in, where was that, Oklahoma? That's kind of sad. And then there was a 94-year-old lady said that this is the second time that happened. She built up from the first time. Hey, the first time it happened to me would have been the last time, because I would have packed up and moved out. Why are you building back up?
That's what they do.
I know, but not me. Not me, because I'm going to tell you a little secret. Gail would be gone if I made it out of there. If I made it out of there alive, I would be gone, and everything destroyed, and I had nothing but the clothes on my back. I'd be thankful for that, and I'd be gone. I'm not building back up, and she said that's the second time, three strikes you out.
Well, honey, you better have never come this way.
What, 99?
Huh?
It happened in 99.
Oh, I don't remember when it happened the second time, and no, baby, I can't see that. But if they want to build it back up, you know, I wish them all the best, but I just would move on. So, hope everybody have a good night. See you guys.
All right.
Thank
you. Have a good night,
you
lady.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Good night.
Unforgettable. That's just what you are. You're unforgettable. Near me or far, like a song of love that clings to me. done silly little things to me. Never before has someone in my life meant more. You're unforgettable. In every way, and forevermore. That's just how you stay. That's why. Someone so unforgettable thinks that I'm unforgettable too.
Aretha Franklin played all the way through. That's titled Unforgettable. Good night, everybody.